Good morning. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. I'm Janine. This is Get the Funk Out. Hope your week is going well so far and no funks in the house. If you want to find out more about my show, you can head over to the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. I've been doing this for quite some time. I love it. I love it because of the listeners and the amazing guests and so much inspiration all the way around. So you could be having, you know, this horrible day and you get pleasantly surprised. You tune in on Wednesdays at 9 and someone will inspire you and lift you up. It's the joy of unexpected insights from total strangers. And so again, the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. First up on today's show, I'm very excited, Sam Yu. She is a mental health advocate and accessible design creator. I actually met her at the Gen Z Wellness Summit just recently, and she shared lived experience with BFRBs and design thinking. And she had this amazing booth with sensory inclusive stickers, and I got mine and I love it. And what else? She's just going to share so much great stuff with us, and she's joining us right now. Good morning, Samu.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for calling in. Are you not in class today, or did you get an excuse to call into the show?
No, I have spring break, actually.
Oh, perfect. That's right. That's how we scheduled this week. So this is excellent. I have to tell you are beyond your years. I'm going to start with that. When I met you and that cool booth, let's start with that. How did you hear about the Gen Z Wellness Summit? And then we'll talk about your journey with what you're doing.
Okay, yeah. So I heard about the Gen Z Summit online through Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I reached out to Dr. Murray, and he thought it would be a really good opportunity for me to have my own booth there.
Yes.
Because of all the advocacy and things I'm doing about mental health and BFRBs and ADHD and my sensory stickers and my art.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a resource table there where I shared my stickers and my poster on mental health and accessible design. But I think what really stood out to me was the conversations I had with other people and other people who had their booths there. And yeah. So many people came up to me and, like, shared their own experiences. And it kind of reminded me, like, how powerful it is to create spaces where people feel comfortable opening up.
Yes. And don't you feel more than ever post-pandemic we just need to do that more and more?
Yeah. I feel like coming together after the pandemic is a big thing, especially... Yeah. I think as a teenager, because I started advocating because of my own experiences,
mm-hmm.
and during the pandemic, it could feel really isolating when, you know, because we're all in quarantine and obviously of the lockdown, and people don't really understand what you're going through, and I didn't really see many resources or conversations around it, especially for teenagers,
mm-hmm.
and that made me, like, realize how important visibility is, and I wanted to create something positive through that and something fun. So I've created my sensory stickers.
That's amazing. Did it start in the pandemic, Samu?
So I started my digital art in the pandemic because I couldn't go to my art studio anymore because I was more into the physical art, like watercolor, oil paint, acrylic paint. And during the pandemic, I couldn't really go to my art studio. So mm-hmm. I started on my iPad because my cousin put me on to Procreate and my Apple Pencil. So I kind of started kind of dabbling in that, and that's how it kind of started. And the sensory stickers is something I started recently. I started it this past summer, like August 2025.
Tell me, what were some of the responses you got when people saw your stickers at the booth?
I think the main responses were people really liked my designs.
Mm-hmm.
They liked how they could, it was like familiar designs, because I have a design which is like cup and noodles, which represents comfort and warmth, and I have like an oyster, and they really liked the color schemes and the designs. And they also were really surprised with, I think, how I came up with this idea of sensory stickers.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to explain to them through my own personal experiences and how I wanted to create something that was discreet enough for class, where you can't really have fidgets or big toys in class. So I created stickers you can just, like, stick onto your computer, your calculator, your textbook. And I think those were the main responses people had.
It's fantastic. Now, you shared lived experiences with BFRBs, body focus repetitive behavior disorders, at the UCLA Gen Z Summit. Can you explain what that means for people that don't know and why it's so important?
Yeah. So BFRBs are body focus repetitive behaviors, and those are like hair pulling, skin picking, nail biting, and they actually affect about 1 in 20 people, which is more than people realize, and there's many different forms. But what's challenging is that they're often under-resourced and not widely understood, even within the mental health space. And there's still a lack of research, and even still, like, many mental health professionals aren't really fully familiar with them. And for me, like, this is personal. Going through it made me realize how isolating it can feel. And that's, like, really what inspired me to start advocating so that others feel seen and understood and supported.
Amazing. So without giving too many details, can you also talk about what you shared, you know, at the summit with the audience?
Yeah. So with the audience, I shared that I, as a teenager, I had a life-changing event when I was 8 years old.
Okay.
My mom had a congenital heart disease condition, so she had to go have surgery when I was 8 years old. There were some complications during that surgery. She was in the ICU for 3 months in critical condition. And then the complications resulted in her, I don't really know much detail about this because I was 8 years old, and my mom still hasn't really shared much about this with me, but I knew there were complications, and it was very, very tough for our family at that time because the doctors told me that she was probably not going to make it out of there, and that's kind of when my BFRB started. Then obviously I'm so lucky and so grateful she's here with me today. That's kind of when BFRB started, and I think that event kind of started from there. And I think from then on, because I've always been an art person, but I think from that point forward, I've always been into my art to just escape in my art, just to I just find comfort in my art. And from that point forward, I always just went to my art for anything.
I love
that. So I think it kind of really started from there, and that's how I started into my sensory stickers and my digital art.
That's amazing. How you turn something so challenging at such a young age, and then here you are now. I mean, the flow state, that you're basically getting into this mental vacation flow state when you're being creative. And it's so important. What would you say to listeners who don't have a hobby or something to throw their energy into?
I feel like I would say to find something that makes you happy, whether that's like eating your favorite snacks or hanging out with your friends, because I know that personally for me, if it's not art, it's hanging out with my friends. Lila and Ella, they bring me so much happiness. They cheer me up, and I just know that, there's just a positive light in my everyday life, and they're actually so amazing. So
I hope they're listening. Are they listening?
I think they are.
All right, shout out to them. Awesome.
Yeah.
Everybody needs friends like that. That's beautiful. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I wanted to make sure we gave them a shout out. Were you done with that thought?
Yes.
Okay. I do want to dive into your creative work on Procreate. Do you want to talk about that a little?
Yeah. So my art style varies a lot. I usually create everything from cute, kawaii style characters to more bold and empowering boss lady designs, and also like softer, dreamy landscapes. And I think each style represents a different emotional aspect in myself and different perspectives that I see in the world. And I like giving people options so that they can connect and see what fits most with them. And at the core of it, I really want my art to feel like expressive and inclusive.
That's great. Now, you also had an internship at Habit Aware. Tell me more about that and how that influenced your mental health storytelling.
Yeah, so I've worked with Habit Aware, where I like contribute to my to storytelling and design around mental health and BFRBs, and that's been really impactful because it allowed me to take something personal and turn it into something that can reach a wider audience, and it's shown me how powerful storytelling can be in reducing stigma and building understanding.
That's amazing. How long were you there for?
I started there when I was around 11 or 12. So I've been there for about 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
4 years, yeah.
That's fantastic. You still have years to go, but do you have thoughts on maybe what you want to major in? Something creative and design, I would think, but maybe not?
So I actually want to major in something at... I'm really interested in human-centered design, which is all about, like, creating solutions based on people's real needs and experiences.
Yes.
And at a point in time, I really wanted to do something medicine-related. But I think now I want to do something at the intersection of both art and medicine. So creating, like, med tech, which is, like, med tech wearables, like your Habit Aware bracelet or, like, the Apple Watch or, like, the Whoop. Kind of like that, because combining art, technology, and empathy is kind of what I'm really going for. So what I create isn't just like visually appealing, but also actually helpful and meaningful to other people.
I love it. I was just going to ask you, that seemed like a perfect field for you with all of your interests and your background.
Yeah.
I love it. What about your skincare app project? I wanted you to share details about your skincare app project with dermatologists?
Yes. So I am in a class in my school called App Development. And in App Development, we publish an app. And I decided to publish my skincare app, which is called Game Face. And that connects dermatology with technology. Mm-hmm. And it's designed to give more personalized, accessible guidance, especially for teens and teen athletes. And I've been exploring it with dermatologists as early users. And that really summarizes what I really want to go into, which is like design, STEM, and real world impact. So I've been just working with, I'm a tennis player as well, and a Bharatanatyam dancer, which I get a lot of like skin issues and like sweat, the sun, and stuff like that. So I wanted to create an app with dermatologists where other kids or other teens, even adults, can use it as well to also experience that.
That's amazing. Okay, so here's the big question. How are you balancing the schoolwork, your internship, all these things you're doing? How do you make this all work?
Oh, okay. So I think I try to make it all balanced by just keeping a positive attitude most of the time. I just keep a positive attitude. I don't think everything's gonna go wrong. I just try to think things are gonna go the right way and it's gonna happen when it's gonna happen. And it's mostly my dad's mentality which has got me through that.
I love that.
And he's kind of just told me just like take things one at a time, and I just focus on one thing at a time, and I just focus on what I have to do during that moment. And yeah,
I love that. Shout out to your dad. That's great. Just instilling a sense of optimism. It sounds like all the things you're doing are a puzzle. It's almost like this, you're embracing all these different things, and they're going to move you forward in this direction. Does it feel like that?
Sorry, you broke off.
Oh, I said, it sounds like all the things you're doing are like a puzzle, and they're all moving you forward into your future, into your next chapter. Does it feel like that?
Aspects that I'm doing, because I'm doing tennis, I'm a dancer, I'm an artist, and I'm an advocate, and I like to do a lot of different aspects of a lot of different things, and it does feel like a puzzle, but I do feel like this is like I do feel like all these pieces of the puzzle perfectly make me me.
Yes.
And I think this is definitely going to shape who I am in the future, and I'm so excited to see what I'm going to do in the future, and who I really want to help a lot of people, whether that be in the mental health space or the tech space or like the diversity, equity, inclusion space, or whether that would be for females in STEM, really anything.
Love that. How do you hope your work will impact the neurodivergent communities in the long term?
I wanted to create something that's sort of playful out of it. Will help the neurodivergent space that it's okay. A lot of people are going through it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not alone. And you don't have to be so tough on yourself all the time, because I know that a lot of people, and including myself, who are in the neurodivergent space and BFRB space, are often very tough on themselves and critique themselves a lot. And me personally, I do that a lot. And when you have something fun, like a sticker or like a fidget toy, and you can just focus on yourself for that one moment, I would say just do that. Just focus on yourself and just, yeah.
I feel like it's also a message of be gentle to you. You know,
yeah.
We all go through things. Life can be challenging. Be gentle, as your dad said, be optimistic. And all the things you're doing, I feel like, fill you up in so many wonderful ways, because you're focused on your physical health with your tennis, and your mental health and your emotional health and perhaps your spiritual health and your social health. Social health is so important, especially post-pandemic. After the Gen Z Summit, you must have been so filled up in... Maybe you didn't need reassurance, but you probably, with all the feedback and how you are impacting people who get you, right, with your lived experience, it must really fill you up in a positive way.
Yeah, I remember leaving the Gen Z Summit with a really big smile on my face, just like the amount of people that came up to me and said that they were really fascinated and they were really... They're really amazed that I'm doing this work, and they're really happy that I'm doing this work, and that just kind of made my day, because I really want people to bring more awareness to this type of work, and just the amount of people that got awareness to this just made my day, honestly.
Yeah, and for people to know that they're not alone, and so they can see themselves in you, and you're such a welcoming presence. And I remember coming to your booth, meeting your mom, and seeing what you're doing, and it's just so wonderful what you're doing. Really, you're making a huge impact.
Thank you.
Is there something that you're envisioning, and you don't have to maybe have this answer, but is there something down the road you envision with your work you're doing with these stickers?
Yeah, so my work with my stickers, I do want to launch it to other schools, and like give it to school counselors, and so that they can launch it within their schools. I'm currently working on launching it in my own school as a test, and that's kind of what I want to do, is to launch it to different schools and also different environments and workplaces. And maybe the final step would be into like little bookstores or stuff like that. And I'm also working on getting my website finally fixed so people can actually order them.
Great. That's going to be fantastic. I love the one I got. I think it was like, were there four little bunnies?
Oh, yes. Oh. That's inspired by my family.
Oh.
Because I have a rabbit, Mango. He is, yeah. So I made that for the four of us, me, my dad, my mom, and Mango.
Oh, that is so precious. I love it. Your parents must be so proud of you.
I think they are. I'm always hard on myself. Like, they always say I'm hard on myself, and I always, a lot, oftentimes I just downplay what I do, but they always say that they're really proud of me, and I think it's their support, which what drives me to do better and better.
Yes, yes. And, you know, all of the great advice that they are giving you and the lessons you're learning on your own will just propel you on how to handle everything down the road. So all the stress, maybe a tad of disappointment, right? And just be even more resilient and less unkind to yourself.
Yes.
You know, so important. Is there one message you would share with your peers about inclusivity and mental health?
I feel like I would say you're not alone. I've already mentioned this before, even if it feels like it. And your experiences don't define you in a negative way. Like, they can actually become your strength. And it's okay to ask for help. And it's okay to take things one step at a time.
Great advice. Fantastic. And lastly, for any students here at the university listening, Samu, and they're in a funk, what advice would you give them?
For the students? Like,
yes.
At the college?
Yes, UCI.
Honestly, I would say that if you're struggling with mental health or not, or even if just whatever, I would just say do what makes you happy, because that's honestly what I've been doing.
Yes.
Recently, my art makes me really happy, and just focus on what makes you happy. And what I've realized is I spent a lot of time in my life trying to make other people happy, trying to make to please other people, make other people happy, but I just realized, just be selfish and, you know, focus on yourself.
Yes. To me, though, it's not being selfish. It's having boundaries. Just taking care of you. And it does, but at times it does feel selfish, doesn't it? Like, I'm going to play tennis. I don't want to call them back, you know?
Yeah,
but it's not, because all the things you're doing help propel you forward in a positive way.
Yeah.
So how long have you been playing tennis?
I've been playing tennis since I was 7 years old.
Wow, you must be really good.
I hope so, yeah. I'm good.
Do you play competitively with other kids your age?
Yes, I'm on the varsity team at my school.
Of course you are. I bet you're amazing.
Thank you.
I love it. You know what I also love about tennis? It's a lifelong skill. So I just picked it up in the pandemic. And for me, it was really dialing into wanting to go back and really learn, but also having social health because it was in the pandemic. And just the joy of being with other people is fantastic. And you can have off days, obviously, in tennis. But being with people, laughing, you know, competing, whatever it is you want to make of it, is so important.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So where can people find out more about you?
You can find out more about me on my website, which is letsinspireart.com, or you can follow me on my Instagram, which is at inspire.art28.
Fantastic. And please give a big hug to your parents. It was wonderful meeting your mom. And they just sound like amazing, supportive people. You're very blessed.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And also to your two friends you mentioned. Want to give them one more shout out?
Yes. Shout out to Lila and Ella. I love you guys so much.
Aw. Samu, I really enjoyed this. Let's keep in touch. And thank you again for calling in.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. That was Samu, mental health advocate and accessible design creator. And if you missed any part of this conversation, it will be up as a podcast within an hour after I wrap. You can read more about Samu and all of her incredible accomplishments up on the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. And if you're not familiar with KUCI, you can head over to kuci.org. And we have our complete list of music and public affairs shows. There's just something for everyone. It's an incredible a plethora of talent here at the station. And you can also check out our socials at KUCI FM. If you want to find out about being a guest, or you think you know someone who would make a great guest, I'm always accepting pitches. You can send me an email to Janeane, J-A-N-E-A-N-E. That's the hard part. J-A-N-E-A-N-E at KUCI.org. We're going to take a little break and then we will be back. You're listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.